This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Zanidatamab plus chemotherapy shows 56% improvement in HER2 plus gastric cancer. A new bispecific antibody targeting HER2 positive gastroesophageal cancer has demonstrated significant survival benefits in a phase 3 trial, according to research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study showed zanidatamab plus chemotherapy reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 44% compared to trastuzumab plus chemotherapy in patients with previously untreated HER2-positive gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma. 56% improvement in progression-free survival at 18 months with zanidatamab versus trastuzumab. Progression-free survival outcomes by treatment group. Percentage of patients progression-free at key time points. Harrison Gale 1 trial, Zanidav chemo, 18 months, 56%. Zanidatamab 12 months, 65%. Trastuzumab plus chemo, 18 months, 36%. Trastuzumab plus chemo, 49%. Source, NEJM 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Dual HER2 targeting mechanism shows clinical promise. The Harrison Gale 1 trial enrolled 710 patients across multiple international sites to compare zanidatamab with the current standard of care. Zanidatamab is a bispecific antibody that simultaneously targets two distinct epitopes on the HER2 receptor, potentially offering enhanced anti-tumor activity compared to conventional HER2-targeted therapies. Patients receiving zanidatamab plus chemotherapy achieved a median progression-free survival of 12.5 months compared to 8.5 months for those treated with trastuzumab plus chemotherapy. The hazard ratio of 0.56, 95% CI, 0.45 to 0.70 represented a statistically significant improvement according to the study investigators. Safety profile remains manageable. The safety analysis revealed that zanidatamab was generally well tolerated with a manageable adverse event profile. The most common grade 3 or higher adverse events in the zanidatamab group included neutropenia, anemia, and diarrhea, consistent with expected toxicities from the chemotherapy backbone. Importantly, the incidence of cardiac dysfunction, a known concern with HER2-targeted therapies, was low in both treatment arms. This finding supports the potential for broader clinical application of zanidatamab in patients who might be at risk for cardiac complications with existing HER2-targeted treatments. Global implications for gastric cancer treatment. Gastroesophageal cancer represents the fifth most common cancer globally, with particularly high incidence rates in East Asia, Eastern Europe, and parts of South America. HER2-positive disease accounts for approximately 15-20% of gastroesophageal adenocarcinomas, making this a significant patient population that could benefit from improved therapeutic options. The study's international scope, including sites across Asia, Europe, and the Americas, strengthens the generalizability of the findings. This geographic diversity is particularly important given the known regional variations in gastroesophageal cancer biology and treatment outcomes. Regulatory pathway and clinical implementation. The robust efficacy signal demonstrated in this phase 3 trial positions zanidatamab as a potential new standard of care for HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer. The study results are expected to support regulatory submissions to major health authorities, including the FDA and European Medicines Agency. If approved, zanidatamab would represent the first bispecific antibody targeting HER2 in gastroesophageal cancer, potentially expanding treatment options for patients with this challenging malignancy. The therapy's mechanism of action may also have implications for other HER2-positive cancers, including breast cancer. Zanidatamab plus chemotherapy demonstrated a 44% reduction in the risk of disease progression or death compared to trastuzumab plus chemotherapy in patients with HER2-positive gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma. Harrison GA01, investigators, multiple international centers, The New England Journal of Medicine, 2026. Key takeaway: zanidatamab plus chemotherapy improved progression-free survival by 56% at 18 months versus standard treatment. The bispecific antibody targets two distinct HER epitopes simultaneously for enhanced anti-tumor activity. safety profile was manageable with low rates of cardiac dysfunction across both treatment arms. Results support regulatory submissions for a potential new standard of care in HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer. Frequently asked questions: what makes zanidatamab different from existing HER2-targeted therapies? Zanidatamab is a bispecific antibody that simultaneously binds to two distinct regions of the HER2 receptor, potentially providing enhanced anti-tumor activity compared to conventional antibodies like trastuzumab that target a single epitope. This dual-targeting mechanism may overcome some resistance mechanisms seen with current therapies. How many patients could benefit from this treatment? HER2-positive disease accounts for approximately 15 to 20% of gastroesophageal adenocarcinomas globally. Given that gastroesophageal cancer is the fifth most common cancer worldwide, this represents a substantial patient population that could potentially benefit from improved HER2-targeted therapy. When might zanidatamab become available to patients? The Phase 3 trial results are expected to support regulatory submissions to major health authorities, including the FDA and European Medicines Agency. The timeline for potential approval will depend on regulatory review processes, which typically take 6 to 12 months for priority submissions in oncology. The HERIZON-GEA-01 trial results mark a significant advancement in the treatment of HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer, offering hope for improved outcomes in a patient population with historically poor prognosis. As regulatory reviews proceed, the medical community will be watching closely to see how zanidatamab might reshape treatment paradigms for this challenging malignancy. Source: zanidatamab, with and without tislelizumab, in HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer.